بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: فضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما. صلوات. Tonight we are commemorating the shahadat of one of the greatest ladies in the history, the daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Hazrat Zahra Salamullahi alayhima, Aqilat bin Hashim, Umm Kulthum al-Kubra, Sayyida Zainab Salamullahi alayha. Some of the narrations have mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam had two daughters, and some histories have mentioned that he had three daughters, and the name of all those three were Zainab. Whereas some other books, like Ibn Shahr Ashob in his Kitab al famous book Kitab al Manaqib, Manaqib Ali Abi Talib, in four volumes, and some other books as well, like Shah Ibn Abi Hadid Al Mu'tazili, one of the most famous shuruh and interpretations of Nahj al Balagha in our history. These books have mentioned that the name of Hazrat Zainab was Umm Kulthum. And we, in the history, call her as Umm Kulthum al-Kubra, whereas her sister is Umm Kulthum al-Sughra. But the famous, what is famous in the history is that Imam Islam had two daughters only, and both were named Zainab. And the elder we call Zainab al-Kubra. We add this adjective to distinguish between her and her younger real sister, whom we call famously as Umm Kulthum, but actually her name is also Zainab, but she is Zainab al-Sughra. And the third Zainab, which has been mentioned in some of the histories, is the daughter of Amir Mumin alayhi salam from another wife. The word Zainab in Arabic literally either it means a nice looking tree, or it means it's a combination of Zain and Ab, which means someone which is a matter of beauty for the father. So these are the two meanings which are commonly mentioned, which are mentioned literally about the name, about the word Zainab in the history, in the books of Arabic adab and literature. What we learn from the Islamic history is at the occasion of the birth, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the house of Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alaiha and asked, bring the daughter to me. And Prophet hugged this little baby, this girl, and put his cheek over her cheek and started to cry. And Prophet cried so much that his beard became wet with his tears. And when Hazrat Zahra, this is about the birth of Hazrat Zainab, soon after her birth. And when Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha asked him, Prophet explained those masa'ib, talked about those masa'ib which Hazrat Zainab is going to see. And then Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam asked her father that what will be the reward of those who will cry on Hazrat Zainab. And Prophet replied, the reward will be the same as those who cry over Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So whatever is the sawab, we understand in the light of this hadith, whatever is the sawab of Buka al-Hussain, crying over Imam Hussain alayhi salam, is the same sawab and reward for crying over Hazrat Zainab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She is Sharikatul Hussain. She is the one who is a participant in the mission, in the walayat, in the imamat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and not just Imam Hussain, but in the walayat and imamat of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam as well. Because she is the one who protected Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Remember the incident when Ibn Ziyad rahmatullah alayhi in his darbar? That's why our scholars, our fuqaha say that if you want to learn about Hazrat Zainab, you got to see her role in the incident of Karbala. That's how the personality of Hazrat Zainab becomes obvious on everyone. Otherwise, for those of the people who have basirat, they can understand right from the beginning about the greatness of Hazrat Zainab. Because right from the beginning of her life, you find when she was just a daughter, five or six years old, and she, at the time Hazrat Zahra sallallahu alayha passed away, 5 or 6 years old daughter. And she is the one who narrated the entire khutbah of Hazrat Zahra. The khutbatul fadak, khutbah in the darbar, is narrated by her. How many children of 5 years of age you can find in any Islamic society who can narrate the entire khutbah by listening it once and not missing a single word? Can you find a child of 5 years of age able to do that? So for those who have basirat, every aspect of her life is enough to understand her greatness and her azamat, and the fact that she is certainly alimatun ghayru muallamatin. She is certainly a scholar which is not taught. That means not taught by anyone in this world. She is taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly with the noor of Allah. So we find that Shaykh Saduq in Ilal al-Shara'i has mentioned that haddathana Muhammad ibn Musa ibn al-Mutawakkil qala haddathana Ali ibn al-Husayn al-Sa'dabadi an Ahmad ibn Abi Abdullah al-Barqi an Ismail ibn Nahran an Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Jabir. And then Jabir ibn Abdullah is the one who narrates. Jabir ibn Abdullah is the one who narrates from Zainab bint Ali. Qalat Fatima alayhi salam fi khutbatiha. This is the silsila to sanad, the chain of narrators which Sheikh Saduq has mentioned in his book. So Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari is narrating the entire khutbah of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha from her 5-year or 6-year-old daughter. This shows the azamat of Hazrat Zainab and her greatness. So what I was saying is that when Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha went into the darbar of Ibn Ziyad, this is one of the most painful moments in the Islamic history. If you can just imagine someone who has been going through all these pains and sufferings through the hand of Banu Umayyah, and all these madalim and all these hardships that they have seen through the kuffar and ashqiya of Banu Umayyah and their followers in Karbala. But finally, after all these madalim, now you have to end up going to the same shaqi and zalim person who is sitting on his chair and his throne, and you are an asir. This is an extremely painful moment for Ahlul Bayt. Extremely painful. So we find, that's what, for anybody who has qalb, for anyone who has a heart, for anyone who has love of Ahlul Bayt and ishq towards Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, can understand how hard it is to tolerate this musibat of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha. So we find that she is taken as a captive in the darbar of Ibn Ziyad la'natullahi alayhi wa ala atba'ihi, and Hazrat Zainab doesn't have the hijab, she is covering her face with her sleeve. The riwayat says she is covering her face with her sleeve, and she's among the women. Ibn Ziyad did not recognize her, and he asked the crowd, who is this lady? And one of the servants, one of the kanis, one of the imam of Ibn Ziyad, one of the female servants of Ibn Ziyad said that hadihi Zainab bint Fatima bint Rasulullah. This is Zainab, the daughter of Fatima, the daughter of Rasulullah. And as soon as you find this statement, Ibn Ziyad started to insult and starting to be sarcastic in the tons that he did towards not just Hazrat Zainab but to all the members of Ahlul Bayt. But since she is the one who is representing the Ahlul Bayt in that occasion, she is the one who is facing the biggest musibat. So Ibn Ziyad said to her, Alhamdulillah alladhi fadahakum wa qatalakum wa akdaba akhdusatakum, that all the praise be to Allah who insulted you and who killed you and who proved that your story was a lie. Story means Islam. In other words, that you, that means the family of the Prophet, who have been starting this story of Islam and inviting people towards taking them out from shirk and kufr and idol worshipping towards Islam, that is just an afsana, a story. So Allah proved that your story is a lie. And Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha replied, Alhamdulillah alladhi, please pay attention to her response, Alhamdulillah alladhi akramana bi nabiyyihi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise of Allah belongs to Allah who respected us through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَطَهَّرَنَا مِنَ الرَّجَسِ مِنَ الرِّجْسِ تَطْهِيرًا, and the one who cleaned us from every filth and evil, every filth, the way it has to be cleaned in a proper way, and made us ma'soom. In other words, innama, and then she said, innama yuftadahu al-fasiq. Actually, the fasiq person is insulted. Wa yakdhibu al-fajir, and the fajir person is the one who is lying. Wa huwa ghayruna, and he is other than us. Walhamdulillah, and all praise belongs to Allah. And then Ibn Ziyad makes the second insultive remark by saying كيف رأيت صنع الله بأخيك وأهل بيتك. How do you see what Allah did towards you and your Ahlul Bayt? That means how Allah, basically Allah, caused you guys to get killed. How do you find Allah doing this attitude towards you and your Ahlul Bayt? This is a very painful remark, brothers and sisters, if you can understand and realize the whole situation for someone who has lost her whole family with all that zulm. And now you find the same zalim is saying this remark. And Hazrat Zainab sallallahu alayhi replied that مَا رَأَيْتُ إِلَّا جَمِيلًا هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ كَتْبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْقَتْلِ فَبَرَزُوا إِلَى مَوَاضِعِهِمْ. That means that I didn't see this except Jameel, except beautiful. That means this occasion, this event, this situation which happened to us is nothing but the madhar of the Jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These were the people upon whom Allah has written the shahadat, and they went forward towards their towards their deaths and places of, or you know, towards their mouth, in other words. So basically places of rest. So we find Hazrat Zainab's, when she started her khutbah, which I'm not going to mention her khutbah, maybe we can talk about her khutbah some other time inshallah, which is one of the greatest masterpieces of Arabic grammar and language and eloquence. And it was such high in its eloquence that Ibn Ziyad la'anatullah alayhi himself was forced to say that that I swear to my life that this woman is la sajja'a. This woman is a woman who has very eloquent speech. So basically, inshallah, we'll mention the khutbah some other time, inshallah. But I have written down some of the ash'ar from the history that Hazrat Zainab sallallahu alayha recited, the ash'ar that she recited after the end of her khutbah. There is a khutbah which I'm talking about. Is the khutbah that she delivered was in the bazaar of khutbah. And when you deliver a sermon, you always love to find your audience respecting you. Isn't that right? That's natural. You don't want to your audience insulting you and you deliver a sermon towards them, to such an audience. You don't like doing that. That's natural. When you deliver a sermon, you like your audience listening to you. Again, that's natural. You don't like your audience making noise and you deliver the sermon to deaf ears. Again, that's natural. And when you deliver any sermon, you like yourself to be easy and convenient and free. Isn't that right? Whereas Hazrat Zainab sallallahu alayha didn't have all those three things. Her audience is insulting the Ahlul Bayt and making noise and not ready to pay attention, and she is a captive. Whereas they are easy and free and standing comfortably and making fun. So she didn't have none of those three things, which are very basic for every khatib. So we find that in that was the occasion where the history has narrated that أَوْمَأَتْ بِيَدِهَا أَنِسْكُتُ. She did this ishara, an indication with her hand, that stay quiet. Just one ishara. She didn't say it by her words. No history has mentioned her saying a word. She just did an ishara, an indication with the hand. And everybody, فَسَكَنَتِلْ أَجْرَاسِ وَرْتَدَّتِلْ أَنْفَاسِ. And everybody got silent. All the bells that were ringing became quiet, which is her walayatul taqwiniyya. And we find that the shir which I was mentioning to you that she recited in front of Ibn Ziyad is he said, "Mada takuluna idh qala an-nabiyyu lakum mada sana'tum wa antum akhirul umami bi ahli bayti wa awladi wa takrimati minhum usara wa minhum dhurraju bi dami ma kana dhalika jazai idh nasahtu lakum an tukhallifuni bi su'in fi dhawi rahim inni la akhsha alaykum an tahilla bikum مثل العذاب الذي أودى على إرمي." Which is the gist of, it's not appropriate to, you know, for me to do the word by word translation, but the theme and the gist of all these ash'ar of this is that she's trying to say that what are you people going to respond back to the Prophet of Allah? What are you going to say to him? When you are the final nation, and the way you treated the Ahlul Bayt, his respectable family, his children, his Ahlul Bayt, and your the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet are because of you, they ended up becoming either captives or killed. And if the Holy Prophet had said to you people that do bad towards my Ahlul Bayt, you guys could have not done worse than this. If the Prophet did nasihat to you guys to do bad towards my Ahlul Bayt, that's what you could have done at that time, what you did now. So basically, the same Ahlul Bayt whose mahabbat and mawaddat is considered to be ajre risalat, considered to be the reward of the entire risalat and messengership of Rasulullah, all the services that he has done throughout his life, none of the prophets of God asked for their ajr and reward from their people. And neither did our Holy Prophet. He did not ask for any ajr and reward from his people. This ayat of Holy Quran, "Qul ma as'alukum alayhi ajran illa al-mawaddata fil qurba." Even this that say that I don't ask from you upon this any ajr except the mawaddat and love of my close relatives, qurba, which is Ahlul Bayt. You know, even this what Prophet is asking for the love of his Ahlul Bayt as the reward of his risalat is actually not a reward which he is going to get. This reward is basically the benefit we are going to get, the benefit. He's not getting anything. His reward is still on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This of mawaddat of Ahlul Bayt is something which is going to return back. The benefit is going to return back to those who love only. If we realize. So that's where Hazrat Zainab, when she recited the Ash'ar, in that, Kha'in and Zalim crowd in the bazaar of Kufa, after that, that's where Hazrat Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, that's where he said his famous hadith, which I already have mentioned several times in my speeches earlier to you, but that's what the spot where he mentioned that hadith, "Ya amman asquti fafid baqi anil mazi i'tibar." He said to his aunt, Hazrat Zainab, that, you know, that means be quiet. That means basically you are done, in other words. And fafid baqi anil mazi i'tibar. So in the remainder is, there is a lesson to be taken from the past. وَأَنْتِ بِحَمْدِ اللَّهِ عَالِمَةٌ غَيْرُ مُعَلَّمَةٍ. And you, بِحَمْدِ اللَّهِ, are a scholar not taught. وَفَهِمَةٌ غَيْرُ مُفَحَّمَةٍ. And a person of understanding who has not been provided understanding. That means no one on earth, no human being on earth provided you that ma'rifat and fahm and understanding of Islam, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself provided you the understanding from himself and the ilm from himself. So this is what you find at the occasion of Kufa. We find that Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha, the similar thing we find when Salman Farsi came at the time of the Viladat of Hazrat Sayyid al-Shuhada alayhi salam, came to see Imam Ali alayhi salam, And at the Viladat of Hazrat Zainab, also Salman Farsi came to see Imam Ali alayhi salam on both the occasions. And the occasion of the Viladat of Hazrat Zainab, history has narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam was in a deep thought. The behavior of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam is that they are always, because they have ilmu ma kan and ilmu ma yakun and ilmu ma huwa ka'in, knowledge of the past and the present and the future. So whenever they interact with a person, they have their eyes down the road at the end result and end situation of a person. And because of his final end situation, aqibatul amr, what we pray in our dua, Allahumma ij'al awaqiba umurina khaira. It's not important, brothers and sisters, what is the beginning of my life. That's not important. In Islam, that's not important. What is important in Islam is وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Don't die except you are Muslims. That means in the hal, in the condition, in the situation of Islam. Die away from this world with your Islam. This is important. There are so many people who live their life in kufr and shirk and nifaq. Isn't that right? But they ended up with Iman. Look at the Sahara. Look at the Jadugaran, the magicians in the time of Fir'aun. They lived their whole life in kufr and zulm. But in the final moments, last three days of their life, which were full of masaib and full of jihad and deaths and full of Iman, and tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Fir'aun said that I'm going to cut your hands, you know, that's the punishment they used to do in those days. They used to cut the hand and the feet oppositely. That means the right, for example, the right hand and the left feet, or the left hand and the right feet, to punish the people. That was the punishment in those days. And that's exactly what he did towards them. He cut their hand and feet in the same way, and then he crucified them. So, but they tolerate it. So what is important, brothers and sisters, there are so many people who were very good in the past, whom me and you encounter in our lives, but in the final moments they changed. Because of whatever reasons. This is what Iman is all about, that external or internal reasons have nothing to do with my Iman, because ja'alul mu'taqad fil amn, like I already explained, I remember, in one of my earlier speeches to you, that Iman has been defined by our scholars, that ja'alul mu'taqad fil amn, that means you put your belief in a secured place. Whatever happens has nothing to do with your Iman. No matter what happens, Iman is still secure. If that's the case with your belief system, then you are called a mu'min. So some people were very good, they end up becoming bad. Some people were bad, they end up becoming good. What is counted as is the end result of the people. Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, since Allah knew right from the beginning, of the birth of Ahlul Bayt, right from the earlier time, from the beginning of their creation, since Allah knew according to His absolute knowledge that they are the most pious and the most having highest level of tawakkul and reliance after doing the duty, and highest level of iman and taqwa and jihad, that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's maybe one of the reasons why Allah made them with all that, created them with all that ilm and ma'rifat and iman and taqwa right from the beginning. So we find in the final moments of the shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So Hazrat Zainab was a 5 or 6 year old girl at the time of the shahadat of her mother. So in 5 years of her life, she has benefited from her mom. How many children of 5 years in our lifetime can benefit from their mothers? And how much can we benefit from our mothers and fathers? This is the azamat. Look at the azamat of Hazrat Zainab. And in the final moments of the life of her father, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, she came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and said, that Umm Ayman narrated to me a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But I want to listen it from you. So Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Ya Bunayya, al-hadith kama haddathatka Umm Ayman. He said, my daughter, the hadith is exactly the way Umm Ayman told you. As if I'm seeing you. Look at what Imam Ali is saying. As if I'm seeing you people with other women. As if I'm seeing you with other women from the family of the Holy Prophet in this city. Imam Ali passed away in Kufa. As if I'm seeing you with other women of Ahlul Bayt in this city as captives. And you are basically under the fear, and you have to do sabr on this musibat, in other words. And I swear to that Allah, to the one who break open the grain and created a baby, in other words, that on that day no one is beloved of God, no one else is the beloved of God on the face of earth other than you and your fathers. You are the only ones who are the beloved of Allah on the face of earth. So this is about Imam Ali alayhi salam is already preparing and telling Hazrat Zainab. And also we find that when the 2nd of Muharram arrives, and that is narrated in the history that when 2nd of Muharram arrived, of course the caravan entered into Karbala on the 2nd of Muharram. When they entered into this desert, this Bayaban and Sahra, Hazrat Zainab said to Imam Zain that khawf and fear has arrived upon me. Imam Hussain al-Salam replied, I was going with my father on the way on the battle of Siffin. On the occasion of Siffin, that means, in other words, me and my father, we were going from, and we crossed from this spot. Imam Ali al-Salam crossed from the place which is the Maqtal of Imam Hussain, Karbala. And my father cried, and of course the narration is long, which I cannot tell you the whole thing, but the khulasa and gist of that narration is that Imam Ali al-Islam this is not in this hadith of Imam Hussain, but it's other than that, there is a narration that tells that Imam Ali al-Islam was with Imam Hussain, and Abdullah ibn Abbas was with him, and Imam Ali prayed 2 rakats of prayers, and after praying 2 rakats of prayers he slept for a while, and in his sleep he saw a dream, and then he woke up and he started to cry a lot. Ibn Abbas got upset. What happened, Amir al-Mumineen, you are crying like this? He said, if you knew, you know, when I slept I saw my dream that there's a river of blood and my son Hussein is drowned in that river. And he's asking for help and nobody is coming for his help. And if you knew what is going to happen, you would also cry. And that was the time when Imam Ali alayhi salam said to Sayyidu Shuhada alayhi salam that at that occasion, you know, when that occasion happens, what are you going to do? And Imam Hussain replied that I will do sabr. So we find that Imam Hussain alayhi salam is and Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha, they are partners in the mission of Imamat and Walayat, going together, supporting the same mission, one assisting the other. When Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas becomes Shaheed, and we find that Hazrat Zainab, there is a statement that I have written down, which Hazrat Zainab said at the Shahadat of Abul Fadl Abbas. She said, Wa Aha, Wa Abbasa, So she is basically remembering Abul Fazl Abbas alayhi salam, her brother, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he came for the wida of and the final moments for the farewell to go away from his family for the qital, for getting killed. We find in the final moments, Imam Hussein said to Hazrat Zainab, he was crying. Imam Hussein was crying. And Hazrat Zainab asked her brother, "Why are you crying?" And he replied, "Kayfa la abki wa amma qaleelin tusaquna bayna al-uda." Why shouldn't I cry? And soon after a while, you will be taken, you will be driven between the enemies. That means you will be taken captives and taken between the enemies. One of the biggest sorrows of Ahlul Bayt throughout the history was the isharat of Hazrat Zainab, the captivity of Hazrat of a lady who is Aqilatu Bani Hashim and Sharikatul Husayn, becoming captive in the hands of the enemies without her hijab. And we find that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in his ziyarat nahiya, فَلَأَنْدُبَنَّكَ سَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً. Certainly I'm going to cry upon you. He addresses Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Certainly I'm going to cry upon you in morning and in the morning and the evening. And وَلَا أَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بَدَلَ الدُّمُوعِ الدَّمَى. And I will cry upon you instead of tears. I will shed my blood upon you. That means I will shed my blood tears upon you. And one of the Mullah Sultan Ali, Mullah Sultan Ali, Rahmatullah Alayhi, one of the very famous Zuhad, once he saw in the dream, he saw Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and he asked him that what is exactly, can you please tell me, what was exactly the musibat that you had in your mind when you were saying in the Ziyarat al-Nahiyah, you were saying, فَلَأَنْدُبَنَّكَ سَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً, that certainly I am going to cry upon you in the morning and the evening, and I will shed my blood tears instead of the tears. And was that the shahadat of Abul Fazl Abbas? And Imam Mahdi alayhi salam replied, no. Now this person said, wasn't the shahadat of Ali Akbar? Ali Akbar's shahadat is not an ordinary thing. That's the only shaheed of Karbala where Hazrat Zainab make herself go and reach the janaza of Ali Akbar before Imam Hussein alayhi salam reaches there, because she knew how much Imam Hussein loves Ali Akbar, how much he is attached to Ali Akbar, because he is the shabih of the Rasulullah, he is similar to Rasulullah from his call in terms of his aqwal, his speech, his akhlaq and his appearance. And Hazrat Zainab wants to give tasalla to her Imam Hussein. So Ali Akbar's shahadat is not an ordinary shahadat. But now Mullah Sultan Ali, when he asked Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in the dream, was it the shahadat of Ali Akbar? And Imam replies, no. And then he says, was it the shahadat of Imam Hussein that you are saying? He said, no. And then he replies, it is the isharat of Hazrat Zainab, my aunt. That means the isharat and captivity of Hazrat Zainab is so harsh and so severe for Ahlul Bayt to tolerate, that Imam alayhi salam is saying in Ziyarat al-Nahiyah, فَلَأَنْدُبَنَّكَ سَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً. And remember, the azamat of Hazrat Zainab can also be learned by the fact that Imam Hussein, when he was leaving, Imam Hussein said to his sister, يَا أُخْتَاهُ لَا تَنْسِينِ فِي صَلَاةِ اللَّيْلِ. Don't forget me in the Salatul Layl, in the Namaz Shab, in the night prayers. Imam Hussein is requesting his sister Zainab to pray for him in the Namaz Shab, in the Salatul Layl. This is a lot great statement that Imam Hussein is making, and it shows the azamat of Hazrat Zainab. And we find that when everybody was there in the after the Asr of Ashura, and that she Hazrat Zainab is gathering all the members, all the children, the riwayat mentions 84 women and children all combined, 84 gathered around the Zuljanah, around the horse of Imam Hussein, when the horse came to inform the Ahlul Bayt about the shahadat of Imam Hussein.
because the horse kneeled down, because it realized Imam Hussein cannot stand anymore to keep on sitting over the back. So it kneeled down to bring the jasad of Imam Hussein, the jism of Imam Hussein to the ground. The Zuljanah came to inform the Ahlul Bayt, and 84 women and children all together surrounded the Zuljanah, and we find that all these women and children were supervised by Hazrat Zainab. Everybody has a pain and several pains and shahadat and sacrifice that they have offered for Imam Hussein. And her herself, she has offered the sacrifice of her brother, you know, and sacrifice of her children, Aun and Muhammad. But still in the night, when the night came, before night after the Asr of Ashura, when the night arrived, Hazrat Zainab is standing in the middle of the night and praying her Salatul Layl. Sayyid ibn Taus has mentioned that the Malaikatullah did ta'ajjub and surprise over the creation of the such an azeem lady like Hazrat Zainab, because all of these masaid that she has faced, but she is still ready to stand up in the middle of the night and say the Salatul Layl. Hazrat Fatima bintul Hussein, the daughter of Imam Hussein, says that one of the Ashqiya, after the Asr of Ashura, he ran after me with a neza and spear in his hand, and he poked the neza into me, poked the spear into me, and he took away my chadar, you know, my hijab, and she fell conscious. After that she fell conscious. After a while, when she opened up her eyes, she found her head in the lap of Hazrat Zainab. Hazrat Zainab is taking care of everybody. So if we find Hazrat Fatima bintul Hussain's head is now in the lap of her aunt Hazrat Zainab, she opened up the eyes and she first thing she asks her aunt Hazrat Zainab, you know, where is my hijab? She doesn't have the hijab. She Hazrat Zainab replied, Ammatuki mithluki. Your aunt is similar to...
لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي قلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.